tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
Welcome in, Caddy Smack, our first edition here in 2019, coming your way here on the Gym Class for a Wednesday on KGYM. Great to have you with us. Get those clubs polished, get them out of the closet, ready to go, et cetera, as it's not only time to play, maybe not today so much, but it is Masters Week out there. We welcome you in, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes. Rick Swann will be popping in and out of the program here today. And we welcome back for another year, Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, the head professional down there, and our Caddy Smack expert here on the show.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you're the expert. You're the expert.
Something.
How was the winter?
It was great. Thank you.
Yeah. You got to go to some nice climates.
Yeah, went down for the PGA show in Orlando, ran over to Disney, played a couple of holes, some twilight golf, which is definitely a new fad, I would say, in my generation anyway. Twilight golf, I don't know, existed when I was a kid.
Nice, nice. But now we're all back, and despite today, we had a great weekend, and people are starting to get out. You guys are open. I think everyone's pretty much open at this point.
On your marks, get set, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just have a, I'd say, normal spring in Iowa. Most of the courses opened right around April 1st, and we're going to have a little crummy weekend, but that gives us a chance to watch the Masters and not wish we were out playing because it was so nice out, but wanting to watch the Masters. I think we're all going to get to watch the Masters because of the crummy weather, and then it looks like it'll be good after we get past the weekend.
It will be, and speaking of the Masters, we got the par three contest going on as we speak. The big three are out there. Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Gary Player all out there and competing. Great to see that. Some nice shots from the big three out there. They're trying to beat each other. They're only playing for eight holes because they're going to have their, you know, grandkids or what have you hit it on number nine. Don't think we're going to have a hole in one like we did last year with Jack's grandson, but we'll see what happens.
It's a fun part of the Masters Week for a lot of these guys. Some don't participate, but it's a chance for them to get out there when, in the case of Fowler, Spieth, and Thomas, get out there with their girlfriends or wives. And then in the case of a guy like Zach Johnson, get out there with one of his kids. I think so. I don't think Dave Johnson caddied, did he?
Brandon McManus was his caddy today.
Okay.
The kicker for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, wow.
Now, I have no idea how Zach and Brandon McManus know one another, but that's who caddied. And he took a putt on number nine green. He didn't hit a shot, but he took a putt on number nine green, missed it. And, of course, Sean McDonough, who's doing the announcing on ESPN, said, "Oh, wide right."
That's good.
Wide right.
That's good.
Well, Zach's oldest, Will, he was just born when Zach won the Masters in 2007,
yeah,
right?
He was a youngster.
He's probably too old to caddy now.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this, Dad.
You are never too old to caddy at the par three contest at Augusta National.
I just want to know what the side games are. I wish they'd post the side games that they're having out there. You know Jack and those guys are having some side game going.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it wouldn't be worth it, right?
Right.
It wouldn't be worth it. We're going to talk Augusta. We're going to talk some Masters, give our picks here. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Also, we're going to take your phone calls for Brian here. If you have a question, if you've been out, if you've knocked the rust off, if you have some things that didn't go quite as well as you would like, that you thought about for the entire winter, that you would get accomplished when you hit the links for the first time, and it didn't quite go to plan. We've got Brian here to answer your questions. So we'll do that as well. And Dr. Dave Johnson, Rick and I had a chance to talk with him yesterday at Augusta National. He is down there for the first time in 3 years, so he's pretty excited. And we'll get his thoughts about it and see what he has to say about our favorite son, Zach Johnson.
Two things about Zach Johnson, and you clued me in last night, Scott, to ESPN Classic showing all the historical. I mean, we were watching the 1964 and 5 rounds. Zach Johnson's 2007 Masters victory will be shown, if you want to record it, at 3:45 a.m.
Thank God for TiVo.
Yeah.
Not because it's not well worth it, But that's, they go in chronological order. They go in yearly order.
Yeah.
So.
As I get older, though, I'm kind of up at that time anyway.
I will be at least once probably at that point. But, yeah, it was great to see those 1963 Julius Boros out there. Palmer, when he was at his height.
It was a different course, and it wasn't as well-groomed.
No.
And it's interesting to see, like on number 12, how that hole is so much different. The water was really a lot closer to the green.
Yes, it was.
At that time.
And higher, too.
Yeah.
Much higher. It was a lot scruffier at Augusta back then than it is now, of course. If you find a blade of grass that's out of place, then you've found a four-leaf clover.
Which
basically.
Is amazing, just looking at the par 3 course, the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just immaculate.
Pristine.
It is just beautiful out there. If you'd like to get in touch with us via the text line, you are certainly welcome to do so at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. The gym class being presented again today with Caddy Smack and the gym class. It is presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We'll take a quick break, come back, we'll get you Dr. Dave Johnson. Had a chance, Rick and I did, to talk with him yesterday from Augusta National while they were sitting out a rain delay. Four-letter words that you don't like to hear at Augusta National. Begins with an R, and they had it yesterday. In fact, a little bit Monday, quite a bit yesterday, so we'll see how the course is going to play for the first couple days of the regular tournament starting tomorrow. We'll get to that coming up. On Caddy Smack and the Gym Class, right after this on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Have lunch at Texas Roadhouse this Thursday and support Special Olympics Iowa. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., make a donation and enjoy lunch served by local law enforcement. Money raised benefits the 16,000 Special Olympics Iowa athletes.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank has been serving your community for 95 years. We're the bank here, or wherever you need us to be, harvesting that first ear of corn with 500 acres to go. Deciding on the perfect vacation spot. From your business to our office to the comfort of your home after a busy day. Explore your options at Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started with your personal or business lending today at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Caddy Smack, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM here on the gym class program. Scott Unash, Rick Swan with you as we talk with one of our favorite guests here of Caddy Smack.
Always the first guest of the season.
And I think he was the inaugural guest when we started up this thing a few years back. And that's Dr. Dave Johnson. Father of Zach Johnson and current resident of Augusta, Georgia.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Good afternoon. It's not permanent, but it would be nice to be here even more than what we are.
How long has it been since you've been to Augusta? You've taken a couple of years off, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
Wow.
Last year we couldn't go because of one of the family commitments from Zach's son, and year before that, he missed the cut, and we were not far away at Hilton Head. And since he missed the cut, didn't decide not to go up.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been 3 years.
It hasn't changed too much, has it? It's still the splendor of Augusta and everything that surrounds the Masters Tournament.
It certainly is. It's, you know, you almost get goosebumps when you walk on, and I don't know how many times I've been on this course now or how many tournament weeks I've been on, probably close to 10, 11 times. And every time you walk on that first day, it's a little goosebumpy.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Sure. I get goosebumps just watching it. So
yeah.
I can't imagine actually being there and walking. So, Zach tell me about Zach's year so far. He has a new caddy, right?
He does. His name is Brett Waldman. Last year at this time, he was on Charlie Hoffman's bag.
Okay.
Can't even tell you why they split up. I have really no idea, and probably not going to ask until, maybe the next couple of days.
Right. No, it's fine. I just wondered who was on his bag this year.
Yeah. So Brett's a pretty good player of his own right, just like Damon was in the previous year as he was on Zach's bag. He's, I would say, mid-40s and pretty healthy looking, takes care of himself really nicely, and has been on a lot of good bags in the past, and seems to be pretty excited about being with Zach. Zach had his team get together at the beginning of the year and included his trainer and his sports psychologist and his agent and, of course, his instructor. And they just talked about ways to improve, what the statistics showed last year, and how we can improve this year. And he apparently never gone through anything like that in the past. Pretty excited, I think, to be with the bag, and Zach's pretty excited about this week.
I bet.
Seems to be playing pretty well, so as far as practice time and what's going on, so.
Yeah, and he's had a few weeks off anyway to get everything rounded into shape anyway.
Yeah.
And I know the year hasn't started the way Zach would like it, but it's a good chance to get everything rejuvenated as you go back to the hallowed grounds of Augusta National.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's been 12 years since he won on April 8th, 12 years ago, and just got done playing 4 weeks in a row, took the next two off, and so I guess it was like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, he came in on Thursday, Friday and played, and then Sunday this week he played with a close friend and played nine holes on Monday. Tuesday he primarily practiced, and today, Wednesday, he'll play nine holes and play in the par three tournament.
Yeah.
The par three. And before we get to that, it did rain on Tuesday at Augusta, and they're talking about maybe smattering of rain showers during the tournament week, although temperatures look to be in the low 80s or around 80 degrees anyway. And so it'll be warmer than 2007, but it could be a longer course, which would be similar to 2007, which I think Zach would probably prefer.
I think you're exactly right. And they were saying on TV with the rain, all of a sudden now it brings a lot more players into the mix because the distance won't be as big of a deal for the Bombers. And of course, Zach is not a Bomber. So, yeah, I think, you know, going into it Thursday, and the weather, I think the first couple of days looks really good. I think he's going to be fine. And, you know, if his iron play is good, and then, of course, the putter, that's the big deal. And
right.
He is using a different putter the last couple of weeks. He's using a TaylorMade Spider, and apparently he's feeling very comfortable with that. So that's kind of a new thing as well. So we'll see how that works. May not last. You know, he may go back to the Seymour putter. Don't know. But he's pretty excited about it right now.
Now, we're recording this before the par three, but I sent you a text as we were setting this up, and I'm just going to ask you, are you going to caddy for Zach in the par three?
I'm available. he has some friends coming in, and I don't know if he's made a decision yet, but there are some friends that have not either been to the par three or for sure have not caddied. So I'm assuming I'm probably third in the rotation right now.
But you're available. All right.
I've done it before, so it was great fun.
You did caddy before. I didn't recall that you had caddied before for Zach.
Yeah, I think I did in the second Masters. First one, I think his wife did, then I did the second one.
Oh, awesome.
Did you get to hit the shot?
Little brother did it on the third Masters, which is the one he won. So, our youngest son, Gabe, is taking full credit for the win 12 years ago.
Now, did Zach let you hit a shot at the par three?
No, I wanted to do it on number nine there, but I don't know, something. I don't know. They were trying to push us along, and so I didn't get to do it. I did putt I did putt on the green, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Are they as quick and glass-like as they look?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And a couple years ago, I got to play on the Sunday before the Masters with him, the whole Augusta National.
Right. So,
talking about being nervous there. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I can't even imagine. Yeah.
That was beyond belief. It was my knees and hands were definitely shaking on that first tee shot.
Yeah.
I can imagine. But a great opportunity, certainly. And you got to take advantage of those things. Dr. Dave Johnson joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class as we get ready for the Masters. And Dave and the family down in Augusta right now. And what's it like down in Augusta? Now, I assume you're at a house that you guys rent for the week. You hope for the entire week and plus, certainly. But I've been down there in 2003. It's been a while, but it's just the entire city of Augusta just takes us in, obviously. To say it's a big deal is an understatement. Just kind of describe how everything is around the Masters down there.
Well, I think from a public social standpoint, the restaurants and the bars are just, you know, filled up, especially, you know, late afternoon and into the evening. They're filled up and waiting, you know, waiting lines only. And this week, Monday and Tuesday, we had reservations way ahead of time with some friends of ours that are here. And then the rest of the week, Zach has, beginning of the week too, he has a cook come in from St. Simon's that, and a few of the other players are doing the same thing. So this restaurant has a number of cooks, and they go from one house to the next, maybe three or four homes that the players are renting and prepare the meal. So players don't have to go out and fight the lines and fight all the crazy public craziness that's going on. So you know, I would say afternoon and evenings, it's just crazy. Morning and into the afternoon, the people are at Augusta National on the ground. So if you're not there, it's not quite as crazy as what it would be when they're out. So Tuesday and even Monday afternoon, they had to evacuate the course. And so all of a sudden, then the traffic increases all around that area big time. We had literally had to wait about an hour and a half in a car just to get down to where we parked, and went probably a mile, maybe a mile and a half at the longest, and we're in that car for over an hour and a half.
Wow.
The traffic was so bad. Worse than an Iowa football game, when everybody has to stay. It was way worse than that.
Yeah, because there's one way in and one way out, basically.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Scott. Yes.
Have they set the tee times yet?
You know, otherwise the town, Augusta, the town is not a large city, and they have some pretty good routing and streets, and that really normally move the traffic pretty nicely. So it isn't too bad. And getting over to the course, if I go with Zach or with his wife, and they have privileged parking, and we get in and out, you know, really pretty nicely. But you know, I don't know. They've increased the size of all the free parking around Augusta National, so a lot of people get in, and if everybody leaves at the same time, it's a little bit of an issue.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm interested to see when you get on the course. They lengthen number 5,
right? Yeah.
The thing is, across the old road now, so that should be interesting, especially with a little bit of wet conditions out there. And then, of course, they're talking about the next change is going to be lengthening 13. Moving the tee back to the property they bought from Augusta Country Club, which is their next door neighbor to the south. So, yeah, it's an evolving golf course, certainly.
For sure, yeah. I've seen number 5 now, and well, first off, it really does make sense because the players on the tee box at number 5 would have to wait for the shots coming in sometimes on number 4, right next to them. So that green in number 4 was right next to the tee box and 5. And so they literally had to wait. So it will technically speed up play a little bit. Not that it's going to be a huge deal, but, you know, it's not going to hurt anything because now it's hidden and back behind really the green and number four. And there's a bunch of trees and bushes there. And, of course, it looks like it's been there for years, even though they did it since last year. And so it looks nice. It might, and I think it's a little elevated, too, so they can kind of see the fairway ahead of them a little better on five. And Zach claims that they changed the green on five a little bit, too, kind of mellowed it out a little bit so they can accept some of the tee shots a little bit, or excuse me, the second shots coming in a little bit better. But I think they're hitting anywhere from 3 to 5, 6 irons in, depending on the wind and the wet conditions. And then typically it could have been, you know, depending on how long it can, it could be 8 irons, 7, 6 irons, maybe even 5. So it's another 1 to 2 clubs longer.
Wow. That's decision time for a lot of people.
Keep it out of those bunkers on the left.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of the long ball hitters were hitting 3 woods off of that tee box before. And so they didn't think that the original developers, you know, Bobby Jones wanted they thought that should be a driver hole. And so they've made it a driver hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they do. They evolved the golf course to
exactly, and they'll probably do the same thing with 13 once that's done. You know, and I think even Zach sometimes doesn't hit driver off of 13. Again, depending on the wind and the conditions. So he'll be comfortable hitting driver. You know, that's one of his better clubs in the bag usually. And so I don't think it'll hurt him necessarily at all. Some of the other guys that are not used to hitting it, they'll have to figure it out. Again, we'll see. It's not ready yet, though. So maybe next year. I mean, they never really tell you what they're going to do until it's done, and you see it, and you think, "Wow, that's nice." The biggest change I've ever seen there was when they went from the old driving range to the new one. Now the new one now looks like a park, and it's probably 450 yards long. And it used to be a parking lot with gravel and, you know, kind of unsightly when you walked in. It was behind some fencing and stuff, but you could still see it. And now it's this beautiful, wide, 450-yard driving range with trees and bunkers and other practice greens and chipping greens around it. And, I mean, it is fantastic.
They do it right. That's for sure.
In 1 year, it was done. And those trees that they put in there, I mean, they were brought in. They were not there before. It's incredible.
Mm. A lot of great storylines this week, and one of them would be Zach winning his second green jacket. So,
oh boy,
we are certainly rooting for that.
Yes.
We hope.
Absolutely.
Well, we thank you for the time, Dave, and we hope a long, successful week for Zach and you guys and everybody around him. And always fun, and enjoy Augusta. That seems to be I don't need to say that.
No.
Enjoy Augusta.
He's already enjoying Augusta. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. Always.
You're so welcome.
First off the tee, Dave Johnson.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. We'll take a break. Come back. More Caddy Smack right here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it.
An-
Didn't see that one. Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Swing into the golf season with an annual pass at Amana Colonies Golf Club. Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way along 18 championship holes. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine and the title of Top Public Golf Course in Iowa numerous times. Now is your chance to play Amana Colonies Golf Club all season long. Receive unlimited golf, cart, practice balls, and a reciprocal program that now includes 30 different clubs, all for just $1,399. Learn more at AmanaGolf.com.
Back on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan from Smart FM joining us as well. Mm-hmm. Good day.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Fun talking to Dave, wasn't it?
It was.
Man.
Happy Masters Week.
What a beautiful day be at Augusta.
Have you seen Rick Nance?
Hello, friends.
Oh, where did Rick come from?
Hello, friends, and welcome.
Yeah, we've had Rick on before.
That's right.
Rick Nance. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he'll be back next year.
Maybe so.
Maybe so. We'll see that. Brian Haas here with us in studio. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. Thanks to Blue Top Ridge. Thanks to Amana Colonies Golf Club, St. Andrews Golf Club. Couldn't do it without all the help of those folks who are big golf fans, and we appreciate it. And we mentioned a little bit earlier on, most everybody open now. Get out and play. Not the most ideal day today, but anyway, get out and play. Gentlemen, the Masters is on. If you have a comment, by the way, 319-366-1600. We'll get to your questions for Brian coming up in just a little bit. But we got to talk about the tradition unlike any other, the Masters. I can't do it. Rick can do it, but on CBS. But.
Well, they get started tomorrow, and today's weather there is perfect. Is
it
ideal.
Is. Gorgeous.
As the week goes on, I think they're looking for some weather to come back in, right? So
true.
They got to get off to good starts tomorrow.
Right.
It looks like, you know.
And now you got to start thinking about your picks and who are the mutters.
Exactly. Because Sunday could be a different weather day there.
Zach Johnson going off at 12:05 tomorrow, 8:45 on Friday with Ian Poulter and his good friend Matt Kuchar.
Nice.
Seems like a favorable group for Zach.
I agree.
Yeah.
Kuch.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Do we pick our favorites yet?
We will.
Okay.
We're going to.
Well, there are some storylines in this Masters. There are some storylines.
What's the biggest one? Is it Rory winning the Grand Slam? Is that the biggest storyline, or does it get trumped by Tiger being in contention possibly on Sunday?
Well, I think with Tiger with that win at Eastlake and him in pursuit of a 15th major, I think that's pretty big.
I think both, they'll run both lines. If Tiger's in contention and Ricky Fowler, yeah, and you get Rory in there, I think you got a bunch of storylines this year.
Yeah,
Dustin Johnson's never won it,
right?
He'd like to win it. Probably the year that he would have been the overwhelming favorite was the year he fell down the steps,
right,
and had to withdraw. That particular year.
I bet he's in a ranch house this year.
Well, and that being said, who's coming in the hottest player of the year is Rory, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he has to be. The start he's had this year.
Corey Connors.
The most recent winner. Yeah.
That was one of the
that
most.
Would be crazy.
Maybe you can relate to this, Brian, because as you know, this guy had to survive a six-way playoff in Monday qualifying just to get in the tournament.
Right.
And I don't know how many Monday qualifiers you've been involved in, but you're certainly familiar with them. It's difficult to even get in the field and then to win a PGA tournament.
Well, here's what's hard about a Monday qualifier. It's a flat-out shootout. You go out and try to shoot the lowest possible number you can. There's no skinning your way in or trying to par the next two holes to get in and just post a number. You need to shoot the lowest thing you can. The hardest thing to do after you do that and you make it is to go do that again.
Yeah.
And again and again and again four times and in order to stay low. And you know, most guys at that level just can't quite do that. And so to do that five times in a row, that's nuts.
That was a great story. There's no doubt. And, I think it's going to be one of the most exciting Masters in a while. And we've almost every year is exciting. But we've already mentioned some of the storylines. But, you know, you got guys like Spieth, Thomas, Rahm. Right on down. You probably got a dozen guys with a legit chance to win it. Mm-hmm. And then Francesco Molinari. Right. It could be someone we're not even thinking about. You know, Patrick Reed wasn't a favorite last year.
Last three Masters champions were kind of long shots.
Right.
We talk about Willett and Patrick Reed last year. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, of course, escapes my brain right now, but I'll come up with it.
Well, the year Zach won, that was, not expected either.
No.
So that happens
right
in Augusta.
No, you're right. And so we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. I'm going to find out who that is right now here.
Yeah, I've been hearing rumblings about Adam Scott.
Right.
Playing really well.
He's
right now.
He's been playing well.
Justin Rose, Paul Casey.
Well, Sergio. Sergio Garcia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Badger Sergio. Mike. Yeah, Sergio.
Thank
yeah.
you, Badger Mike. Sergio Garcia.
So when we make our picks, can I just take the field? I'll take the field.
Not Tiger in the field, the field.
I'll just take the field.
You're going with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tiger, we'll see. He's putting has not been great this year. He's about 140-ish. Or something like that. Three things are going against Tiger. That, his par 5 birdie percentage is way down. That's also in the 100s. And when he has to hit the driver, it's not been real straight.
Right.
So we'll see. But
well, the one thing going for him is he knows Augusta pretty darn well.
Oh, yeah.
Knows his way around that course and has a few green jackets. So that experience will go a long way.
That it will.
Tommy Fleetwood's another guy that might
right.
step up there. Paul Casey's been playing well, but is he a closer? That's what we need to find out.
Yeah.
That's what makes it, like Mark said, so much fun because you can name 20 guys. Phil won earlier this year.
We just right. keep naming names. Right. Again, I'll take the field.
Well, just with the whole thing in Phil and Koepka, too, I'd like to see Koepka get his coat.
Koepka!
Yeah. Yeah, just so he can say, hey, you didn't give me that signature in the parking lot.
That's funny.
A lot of guys out there that can win. Now, if it gets the rain, they've had rain the last 2 days. They're talking about chances of showers on Saturday and Sunday. The temperature is still going to be okay. It's not going to be as cold as it was when Zach won. It's going to be around 80 degrees, what they're talking about. But with the rain, it's going to bring in a lot more guys. You're going to probably eliminate the bombers with a little bit of precipitation.
Well, what the bombers can do, and Koepka's a perfect example of it, and they talked about it when he won his last Open, is that he was carrying the ball 330 or 340 in the air. It was a crazy number. But it was landing and staying there. So if it's a little soft and he has a little bit of control and he does that at Augusta, that's going to be hard to beat. If you're bombing it out there 330 on the fly and it's landing where you're hitting it, that can't roll out into trouble. You know, that's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah. Masters, we're going to make our picks coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to take another break on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGY. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls for Brian, your texts as well at 319-366-1600. If you have a question about your swing, we don't have visuals here, but Brian, in his mind, with us helping, will visualize how to fix you.
It's called Haas Vision.
Wow.
Is that like top tracer technology?
There you go.
Yeah, Haas Vision. So we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class and Caddy Smack on The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now.
Well, April 12th through the 15th.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, April 12th through 15th, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Sub exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak, thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Back on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan from Smart FM, Brian Haas, all congregating here. And your questions at 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers sex line. You can also call us at 319-366-1600. Saturday, during our round, Rick was already telling me, nope, I'm going to ask Brian that on Saturday. So we'll get to that in a moment. We got the first question of the year on the text line, though.
We do, Brian. David in Hudson says he has a big, B-I-G all caps, big-time slice off the tee unless I'm actually playing for it. Then it'd be dead straight. What do you got for that?
It's a big club, David.
Oh, boy. So the dreaded straight ball is what he's saying. So, yeah, that's a tough one because a lot of times what you end up doing is the reason you have the cut is your alignment is typically bad. And so the farther left you aim, the farther right the ball goes typically. But a lot of times when you're trying to play that cut, you end up squaring up and you hit it dead straight. So most players that have a cut need to take a look at their stance. And if you're trying to get rid of that cut, or the slice, I should say, try aiming as far right as you can, then swing back toward the target and that ball will go left. And it's backwards. The game is backwards. And so players that aim left typically hit a slice ball, and players that aim right will pull hook it back toward the fairway. So for those of you struggling with those, just try aiming a little bit more right and then swinging back toward the target, and that'll get that face closed, and that's a good place to start.
There you go. Hope that helps out. You will hit it left. It'll feel weird.
Eventually, yes.
The first time you try it, it will feel weird.
Yes. Well, anytime you make a change like that, and the famous words of Butch Harmon, it's, you know, anytime you make a change, it feels terrible. And so it will feel terrible because it's not what you've been doing. Yeah.
I will preface my question with this first. Both rounds that I've played this year.
Mr. Triple Quad-y. Triple Eagle Quad.
Yep. Both of the rounds that I've played this year have been from the car to the first tee. All right. So there hasn't been a whole lot of stretching, warming up, or practicing. But the one issue that has been in both of those rounds has been making contact on the second shot. Been okay with the drives, chipping and putting, decent, you know, with all of that said. But second shot, either the first round was skidding them across the ground or pulling them left or or just not making good contact.
Right. So you're describing somebody standing more on their right side for a right-handed player. So you're on your back side. And so if the ball is going left like that, if most of your weight is on your right leg, for a right-handed player, your arms will automatically swing left. It's just a natural thing that happens. Your arms won't go down the target line. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that'll happen too is because you're on your right side, your club swings up at the ball, which makes the ball go down. And again, the game is backwards. So swinging, get to your left, hit down on the ball so the ball can climb the face.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's more of a weight distribution?
Most likely.
Okay. Yeah. But just not.
Especially because you said some of them are low on the ground and then some of them are left.
Left.
You're describing someone standing on their right leg trying to strike the ball from the right side of their body instead of the left.
Very good.
As we wait, questions on the phone line and text line, you know, the three of us, as we mentioned, we played Saturday and we often play with each other and we give each other putts. Okay.
Okay.
And that's not uncommon in a friendly game.
It's not.
As you know, Brian.
Right.
And on the one hand, I would think it would aid in pace of play. But
right. the way these three are staring at me, though, it doesn't look all that friendly.
But the flip side of that is you're never going to get a true score. Because we've all missed three-footers. God,
right.
I think Rick gave me a four-footer. On Saturday, I said, thank you very much,
right,
and
right.
went to the cart.
Right.
If
you're planning on playing in an event and the city championship, which I know you guys like to go play in, you know, it's fine if you're playing your Saturday game and you're giving some putts and that sort of thing, but you do need to be careful about your handicap, because when you do go play in a handicapped event and you haven't been holing out, you're going to have a lower handicap than what you really are. And that's the hard part. So then you can't compete when you want to go compete and have some fun. But then, and just the same, when you get into an event that's not handicapped, but you're flighted by the type of handicap you have, the same thing's going to happen there. You're not going to be able to compete with your like players because really you haven't putted everything out. So it really falls into the category of what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And if you want to compete, you really kind of need to make a lot of those putts. And if you're just playing and having fun like y'all are talking about, then I think that's great. You know, give the putts, enjoy the game, because it's a hard game.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Yeah, and if that's driving you crazy because that last putt's not going in, then don't putt it in. You know, it's okay.
No, and I talk about pace of play. You don't want every group grinding over 3 and 4 footers.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Especially on a Saturday.
And that can throw off a Saturday game. I agree with you, yeah. And the groups behind and everything else.
Usually ahead of a tournament, Crandic tournament. By the way, we're going to talk to the Crandic guys in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They'll be here. And the City Am or whatever. A couple of weeks in preparation for that, yeah, I'm going to putt everything out.
Right.
Right.
And just to get the feel of that, because I don't want to go up to the first 2.5 footer and, you know, paralysis by analysis.
Yeah, and just out of habit, I just walk up, and even though I may or may not make it and somebody says that's good, I still walk up and not don't take the time. I just go knock it in.
Okay, Sergio.
Yeah.
Try to anyway. Try to.
Hey, do you leave the flag in this year, Brian?
So we've been experimenting with that.
I have too. I've been leaving it in.
I have not had a lot of rounds yet. Obviously, it's early. So what I've been doing is more outside of that 50% mark. So call 8 foot 50% made, and so anything outside of that, I've been kind of leaving that in. For me, it's more of a distance thing. So if I'm in that 20 plus foot range, it's in. And the reason being is it gives me a better feel of distance. It's something to measure distance with.
Mm-hmm. There you go. 319-366-1600. If you have a question for Brian about your game, if you've been out already, maybe the game's perfect at this time of the year here on April the 10th.
I don't know about that. Mine wasn't.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
It was a good day, but it's not. It's far from perfect. Far from perfect. Give us a call or give us a text at 319-366-1600. Mark, do you have a question?
Well, David had a follow-up question on his, you know, slice. He said, are you calling the ball the target or the fairway?
Really, the target should be whatever you're looking at down range, so down hole.
Mm-hmm.
And you should pick something very small. If there's houses on the golf course, I'm picking edges of windows. If there's not, then I'm looking at a tree trunk or something in the distance, that's where I want my ball to start. You should have a very small target, because if you make it the fairway, you're not giving your brain enough pinpointed area to swing the club to. Think of it like a baseball pitcher. The last thing they do is they look at that catcher's mitt and they throw it to the catcher's mitt. We don't get that luxury. We have to look down toward the golf ball in that direction. So your last look should be that pinpointed spot that you want to swing to, and then swing to it.
Do you also subscribe to the idea of looking a couple feet ahead of your ball, whether it's on the tee or not, picking out a mark and lining up your club that way?
Yes,
not?
Yeah. Absolutely. I am terrible at alignment personally, so I will aim right almost all the time, which causes me to pull hook a ball. And it's because if you continue to swing toward the target aimed right, the ball will go left. You're saying that you're swinging fairly straight down the line. So that's what happens. And so I do pick something. I try to keep it within a club length or so as best I can. So if there's a broken tee or a divot, especially on a tee box, I am trying to line that up as I'm teeing my ball to give myself a decent line toward my target. So that's really easy for me to get square to the target.
Or a leaf or something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to find in front of your ball.
Because there's many times I've hit a ball in play in a tournament that I felt like I struck the ball really well. And I look up and the ball is not going where I was looking. And most of the time that's to the right for me. And that's my bad mistake, because usually my mistake is pulling it left. But I will set the club down. I'll put myself back into my position after I've hit the ball, lay my club at my toes in the tournament, and check my alignment, step back, and more times than not, I've aimed slightly right, and that's why I couldn't get the ball back to the target.
I'll share a question I asked you before the show, Brian, and that is, I find myself, I need another half club to a club in the fairway on par threes. At 62, is that okay? Do I need to check my ego there and just accept the fact that, that's going to happen?
So, yes and no.
Okay.
So it depends on your abilities. I have a friend that's Indiana senior amateur champion, and he came into the studio one day. So funny story. And I was teasing him about hitting these drivers 250 yards on an absolute line. You could hang laundry on the line that he was hitting these balls on, one right after another. And so I asked him if he needed a cane. Then I asked him if he needed a walker with the tennis balls in the front. And everybody in the room was dying. But anyway, so at the end of it, I said, used to hit at 275. And he said, well, I'm getting older. And I gave him the example of this. If we went into the Hawkeye Stadium and said, run up the stairs right now, we would all four of us run up those stairs, no problem. We wouldn't think too much about it. We'd at our own speed, right? Yeah. But if I said, turn around, let's run down the stairs, now we're all thinking really twice about that, because if we miss step one, we're going down, and that's going to hurt. Mm. And that's what we're thinking about, because we're aging and that hurts. If we're 20 years old, we ran up those stairs and right back down, and we wouldn't even thought twice about it.
Yep.
So the thing is we get careful and we stop swinging the golf club. Mm. You have speed in there. I know you do. And you just stopped using it. And with Terry, I showed him that he still had that speed in there. In 15 minutes, he was back to 275, and he was just couldn't believe it. And I said, it's the carefulness. We get careful. But you do have to find that speed again. Find a light stick of some sort. Take your driver, turn it around, and swing the grip side of it. Mm. And start moving that club to the target as fast as you can, but you got to keep your balance. And start teaching yourself to move the club again. So I'll use myself as an example. I'm swinging the club faster now than I did 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm at 111 club head speed, which gets me really close to 170 ball speed. I'm seeing more 300 balls now at age 51 than I've ever seen in my entire career.
Wow. A couple more texts to get to. 8916, Brian, for the guy that is a weekend golfer, can you get a decent set of clubs without getting them custom fit and spending a lot of money? And I don't know the texter's age, ability, or whatever.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So yes. And so all clubs don't have an extra cost for being fit for the player. There are facilities like mine that do charge for the fitting process, and that's mainly because we have a really expensive facility we have to pay for. And so there is a cost to that. But when you look at clubs like Tour Edge and some of the companies that don't do a lot of advertising, they make great equipment. Mm-hmm. Their three wood has been on tour forever. It's one of the best three woods, the exotic three wood, and it's inexpensive. But that can all be custom fit, and the manufacturers do not charge you anything more for the process of building your clubs that fit you. As I said, some golf professionals might charge you for the fitting, but there is no extra cost. So it doesn't matter if that's a mainstream company or maybe just a little bit off like a Tour Edge. It's not a mainstream company, but a really good, solid golf club company. You can definitely save some dollars.
Oh. Another text about, and I don't want to get into cross-branding or anything like that, but Top Golf and its usefulness. We've made appearances in Iowa City at facility down there. Yep, and
North Liberty. Yeah. We've been down to Brian's facility as well. So.
Right, right.
Are there a lot of them in Iowa?
Well, there's only a few of the indoor Top Golf simulators.
Okay.
I want to say when we put ours in, we were the second one in the country that there of them. And then I believe the place in, is it North Liberty where it's at?
The leaderboard.
Leaderboard, yep. And so then they have, they're right in there. There's not many of them out there yet. But the game Top Golf, wow, what a great thing for golf. And it really brings out everybody. You don't have to be this great golfer to play Top Golf. You just got to make some contact mm-hmm. of some sort. And there's all these targets out there that have point values a lot like throwing darts.
Yep, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is a good time. We're going to get to a break. We'll come back. We'll make our picks for the Masters. We do have this thing called, we have three more. As Buzz reminded me, we have 90 frames remaining of Bowling Night in America. And then Bowling Night in America preview is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Mark, are you ready?
B&A. Sure.
Hit it.
Week 30 of 32. Rusty Nails on 19 and 20 tonight against Hup Electric. We are guaranteed a losing season, but
yay!
Yeah, after finishing sixth last year, we'll be on the right side of the 14 team.
No, that's standings. Not true. We could win out, and then the team on the bottom of the left side now cannot win the rest of the time.
You are forever the optimist.
Now,
Scott.
I'm a mathematician. Go on.
You are correct. You are correct.
One is our magic number.
But we have guaranteed ourselves a losing season.
That is true.
But we'll be at it again tonight out of May City. And if you have any questions about summer leagues or open bowling, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right, back with our picks for the Masters after this.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools and borrow the one you need, free of charge. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, AC Pro Premium Refrigerant is only $27.99 after our $20 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Hiring used to be hard, multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And we'll have a BNA wrap-up for you coming up on Thursday. Dave Koken from Vegas will also join us coming up on Thursday. We'll look back at tonight's WNBA draft and more. Rick Swann, your pick to win the Masters.
Oh, man. Let's preface it by just saying rooting for Zach, of course. You know.
Oh, yeah. All of us.
But if not Zach, I'm going to go Rory.
Rory gets the slam.
I want Rory to get the slam. I think that would be a great storyline there. And Rory's coming into this Masters playing about as well as anybody on tour right now, if not the best, to start the season.
Right.
So Rory. I go Rory.
All right. Brian, who do you like?
I have to go with Ricky. I just want to see him get his.
Yeah, that'd be great,
too. I think he'd be a great green jacket guy forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether he gets one or five, it doesn't matter to me. I think he fits in there.
Be nice to see Ricky get a major.
Yeah.
He will. Mark?
The venue is long. There's no doubt about it. It's difficult to pick. Like I was at Emo's Hideaway last night. Difficult to pick. We'll have our poll question coming up in a minute. Spaniards have had a great run at the Masters, and I'm going to go John Rahm.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's DJ time.
Up.
Dustin Johnson's going to get the Masters this year. So we'll see how our picks play out. We'll be back with you in a couple of weeks here with Caddy Smack. And we will have the guys from the Kranich Tour here. They're going to get cranked up at the end of the month and into May. So we'll talk with those guys coming up at that time. Brian, great to have you back as always. And
it's great to be back.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And everybody get out and enjoy the golf.
It's golf season.
So get out there. Hopefully better weather coming than today. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway real quick, Mark. It's up and ready to go at KGYMRadio.com.
Which team's fan base should be more concerned about its start to the season, Cubs or Red Sox? Go to KGYMRadio.com and vote.
All right, go ahead and vote. Mention Dave Koken coming up tomorrow. Also, we'll take a look back. Best of luck to Megan Gustafson and Bridget Carlton in the WNBA draft tonight. Megan expected to go late in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that plays out. We'll talk about that. Masters gets underway tomorrow. We'll talk about that as well. So looking forward to the Thursday edition of the show. For Rick, for Brian, for Mark, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening to Caddy Smack and the Gym Class right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.